apparently we're planning to borrow our way to a greener planet. Are you much of a borrower?
Oh, see, we had this conversation before, didn't we? And I got into wicked trouble for admitting that I borrowed a pair of socks off my sister-in-law a couple of years ago and never gave them back.
We're talking about kind of more contraptions, though, here. Yeah. Rather than buying something that you might only use once, they're saying, and in fact, something I hadn't heard about until I read this article this morning, there's a community sharing app called Olio, I think, O-L-I-O. So if you're looking for something and you need to borrow it, people in your area might have it.
It's kind of more of a, like, you know, that bartering system where, you know, if you've got a, if you have a bread maker, let's say, for example, and somebody else has an air fryer and you're like, oh, I wish I had an air fryer, that you can just do a swap, but it's on a temporary basis kind of thing.
They've done a survey. Topping the list here is 37% is a pledge to purchase fewer things. I think I probably do buy less stuff. I used to buy way more clothes than I do. And I probably think twice now about buying just, you know, a new box set of something or a load of albums or something like that. Mind you, most of the reason is I don't have space to put it all.
Yeah, but I think everybody listening, and probably you and I, has something in their kitchen that literally only gets used maybe twice a year.
Or never got used. The slow cookers. We have a slow cooker and I don't think we ever had anything out of it.
Yeah, I went through a phase of slow cooker and I used it consistently for a couple of weeks, but I haven't used it probably in about a year and it is in the back of the press.
If you needed to do a DIY job, would you go in and buy a drill or buy a sander or would you look to borrow it?
I have both of those. I have a drill and a sander. I do like my DIY implements, I have to say.
I'm just wondering because in general, I think I would have been inclined to buy something if I needed it, rather than go to a friend and say, "Do you have something? Could I borrow it?" It wouldn't be the first thing in my head to go, "Oh, I need to borrow that." It's, "Oh, I need to buy that."
Yeah, no, but that's why this app is a really good idea, because instead of like going to your friends or your neighbors or whatever, you go up onto this app and you say, "I have this to offer, and can I borrow this in exchange?"
Yeah,
which is a great idea.
There are other things on this list. It's essentially a kind of a general thing about how we can have a greener planet. 7% want to cut down on single-use plastics. I think more than 7% of people want to cut down on single-use plastics. 5% plan to eat less meat, but the buying fewer things is topping the list. Commonly used household items available for neighbours to borrow. It says it covers items such as bread makers, drills, there you go, and books.
See, books I think is a good idea because, you know, like it's not like a bread maker that you can take out of the press and use every now and then. Once you read a book, in general, people don't, you know, okay, so there are certain books that they will go back to. But sharing books is a great idea. But I think there's a certain one or two German chain stores that have come to this country that means that we all have things in our that were sold in the center aisle that we go, "Oh my God, look, this is brilliant. I'm going to use this so much," and we don't use it at all.
Yeah, if something is only 40 or 50 quid, whereas, you know, before you might have had to have paid double that.
Yeah, you're like, it's such good value. I have to buy it. I will use it. No, you won't.